something we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
Yeah, we're the number one live streaming show that I'm the host of.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
Streaming live.
Feel the power.
What is going on, everyone? I hope you are having an awesome Thursday. My name is Billy. This is Creating Daily. And it feels like I've been gone forever, but I can't remember the last time I streamed. I've been streaming to different places. I've been streaming to Amazon quite a bit lately. I just changed out this little boom arm here, so I'm trying to figure that out as well. So might as well do that live. But I've been having a lot of fun. I've been focused on Amazon Live. I've been focused on creating product videos, short form product videos for Amazon. And so I want to share a little bit about that journey because I'm literally making money while I sleep. And I know as a content creator, most of us are trying to figure out, like, how do we monetize this sooner than later? And for people who know me, you know, more from the podcast world, what's up, Nee, by the way? Good to see you, man. What is up, John? Good to see you as well. If you know me from the podcast world, then you know that this is one of my biggest passions, is to help podcasters and content creators make some money. Figure that out. So I primarily have been focused on sponsorships, but now I'm still focused on sponsorships. I still have sponsors, you know, for my podcast, for different projects. But as we all know, if you're just stuck in one thing, you're doing one thing, and that's your bread and butter. If that goes away, which that actually happened to me today, I had a email in my inbox from one of our sponsors that said, "Hey, cost of business is going up. We're cutting some, you know, things around here, and unfortunately your podcast is on the cutting block. It's on the chopping block, so we're gonna you know, discontinue sponsorship with you until further notice. So, you know, finish up billing us whatever you need to bill us, and then, you know, we'll pay that off and we'll be, you know, kind of a clean slate." And while that is like, oh man, that's a huge bummer, that stinks, luckily for myself and also for my podcast partner, we've set up different streams of revenue within that business. So we're not just like freaking out right now going, oh man, you know, we're going to lose all this money from this one sponsor or whatnot. And sure, we go out, we do some work, we replace that sponsor, we, you know, do that kind of thing. Now we're super grateful for them, super grateful for the episodes, the times, days, months they've been with us, but we're not freaking out. And it's because we've set up multiple streams of revenue into that business and actually have plans to do that more. And same with me as an individual creator working on my own projects. I am not just focused on, you know, one or two things. I'm trying to really, you know, like be out there, put my little fillers out there, figure out what's going to work for me and what can I work to do and build, you know, build a business as a content creator. And so one of those ways is through live selling. Now, I've had a couple people on the show already this year to talk about it. One was Monty Weaver, and then the other one is Chris Stone. Now, I blame both of these guys for, you know, like really just inspiring me to continue on with Amazon Live and really push forward, you know, especially now I'm back in the States and I can work with brands and I can work with product developers and things like that. It's a little bit easier than when I was in the middle of the ocean. And so I got back. Obviously, I haven't been on regular schedule with Creating Daily because I've been trying to figure out, how do I take Creating Daily and implement an Amazon Live or now eBay Live? eBay's mentioned, I saw an article that my friend Chris Giles posted today that eBay is, you know, announcing they're going to go live. I think Walmart is announcing they're going to have a live platform. So live selling for us content creators is another opportunity to create content and to make money with that. And so I've been doing this with Amazon. I've been on Amazon for a little over a year, and I haven't really been super focused on it. I posted some videos, you know, 20, 30 videos, and those have been really making money every single day while I sleep, which is crazy. I mean, not just while I sleep, but while I'm doing anything, right? Like I'm creating other content or whatever, and that's through shoppable videos. And so I wanted to show you guys a little bit about that today to hopefully inspire you. And then, you know, it does take, and I don't know the exact numbers or whatever, to become an Amazon influencer, but you can Google, you know, become an Amazon influencer, get the link, and apply, and you use one of your social media accounts. Now, when I was doing it, I think I had to have like 2,500 followers on, you know, like Facebook or Instagram, I think now you can do like TikTok. I think you can implement TikTok into it, and maybe some other platforms that weren't. And literally with TikTok, I mean, you could literally grow a TikTok account. I had a friend do this, made a bunch of videos. A couple of them sparked off. Before you know it, now he has like from zero, never really created a ton of content, never focused on it, went from zero followers on TikTok. It's like 14,000 or something. So if I was going to do it all over again, that's probably what I would do, is like head over to TikTok, start making a bunch of videos, and try to get those numbers up. And once again, I think it was like 2,500 when I started, but that was also, I believe, over a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. So anyway, you might be going, all right, Billy, this is great. This is live selling's cool. You know, whatever you're talking about sounds fun, but what the heck is it? And so I want to jump over here and show you, you know, kind of what I've been working on as far as Amazon Live goes and what I've been creating on their platform. So let me pull up a window here so I can show you. So first of all, there's a few different ways to monetize Amazon that I've figured out so far. One of those ways is to go live. So you sign up for an Amazon Live account. I think you have to go live, like not at one time, but I think over a period of, you know, whatever, like 90 minutes. So a total amount of like 90 minutes, or this is what it was when I signed up. So you could do that hour and a half stream, or you could do that in 2 45 minute streams, or 3 30 minute streams, whatever you wanted to. You just got to hit that 90 minute mark, I believe. And then you go from like a rising star to, you can apply for the, I believe it's Insider. And what Insider does is allows you to now create shoppable videos. You can think of these as like short form videos or Amazon Shorts or something of that nature. I've heard them, you know, call a lot of stuff, or influencer videos. And it's kind of like YouTube, but not really, because the whole idea is for me to show you a product as you're shopping on Amazon already. So you're already on there, you're already shopping, and you're like, okay, I'm shopping for, I don't know, like some sparkling water. Like, you know, I've heard of Liquid Death. I'm going to go shop around. I'm going to see if I can find some sparkling water that's different than what I drink normally. And then you come across the page with the severed lime, you know, Liquid Death sparkling water, and you're scrolling around, and all of a sudden you see this video, and it's me going, hey guys, I just bought this, I tested it, it's so good, make a mojito out of it, make it whatever you want to. And that pushes you kind of over the edge to go, you know what, I'm going to try that, this guy seems cool, whatever. It's the same thing as we go on YouTube and we watch a ton of videos about like a Podtrac P4 or a Rodecaster Pro or whatever. And then that helps us make that decision. So I think Amazon probably scratched their head and like, why are all these people going to YouTube? We have this huge platform. Let's do these shopping videos on our platform and give our customers a unique experience. Now, the difference here from YouTube to Amazon that I've seen is YouTube wants people to stay on YouTube because they sell ads. So if you can get somebody on there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2, 3, 4, 10 hours, whatever, they're super pumped. You're going to get rewarded for that because they want the attention of those people to see those ads, to get that ad money, to get that ad revenue, and then give you a little bit of that money. But with Amazon, what I've seen anyway, in my experience, is it's a 1 to 12 minute video, and I'm going to talk about shoppable. So it's 1 to 12 minutes for these short form videos, for these shoppable videos. And it's really simple. Like I make really simple ones. I'll show them to you here in just a second. I'll kind of show you how I do it. And I'm not saying I'm like the golden star, the golden eagle or anything, but I've been making money every single day and they seem to convert pretty well. And so basically what you do is, say if I wanted to, you know, this Joby like phone holder. Okay. So this thing's pretty cool. It's awesome. I think it's like $19.99 on Amazon or whatever. And so I want to talk about it, right? I want to share my experience. So now I'm not really creating a YouTube video. I'm not really doing like a B-roll shot where this is spinning around on a little table, and I'm not doing any of that. I'm literally saying like, okay, today I'm going to talk about this Joby, you know, phone holder or whatever. Check this thing out. It does this. I've had it for 2 3 years now, and you know, it adjusts to different sizes, but I mainly use it for an overhead cam so I can get this shot, you know, paired with a you know, whatever, like a boom arm with an adapter on it, so I can get this little overhead shot. And so basically that's what I'm doing. I'm saying my experience, good, bad, ugly. And I think of it as like, if I'm sitting in front of a buddy of mine and he says, hey man, what do you think about that phone holder? I go, well, man, it's really nice. It's, you know, it's black, so it's a little tough. I lose it in my bag. It's pretty small, but also makes it awesome so I can put it in my pocket. It feels flimsy, but it's not. It's like really hard metal, you know, whatever. Like I'm kind of talking like that. I'm not really trying to create this real long form video to get people to keep listening and listening and listening. So it's pretty simple, and that's what's called like a shoppable video, and those live on a page like this. So this is my Creating Daily page. You can go to billythorpe.live and check it out. I will actually, let me do this. I'll actually put it on the screen here. I probably should link it somewhere, but I'm going live multiple places, so you can just go to billythorpe.live and if you want to see this in action. And so this page right here, as you can tell, is a bunch of short form videos. Here's one with the Podtrac P4. It's 5 minutes, 26 seconds. Here's one with the GlideGear TNP100, 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes, 3 minutes for a Canon EOS RP. I'm just doing a 1.5 year review for that. The 35 millimeter macro, 1.5 minutes, 6 minutes for this microphone arm, which actually was sent to me by a brand, which I'll talk about in a minute. You know, dummy battery, flip-flops. Flip-flops, okay? These are my favorite flip-flops. They're wides, by the way. If you need a pair, those things are awesome. I love them. You know, some lights I get from my studio. A cooler, which was also sent to me by a brand. My camera, my guitar. Anything that you can think of. And this is where it gets a little bit weird for me because I come from the world of niche. Like, I am a niche podcaster in the fishing space on the coast of North Carolina, and that is what we focus on. We don't talk about any fisheries or any fish that doesn't live in the salt, that doesn't live on the coast of North Carolina. So when Amazon Live came around and Chris Giles and Monty Weaver and Chris Stone and Jim Fuse and some of these guys and Dan Currier, when they were all like saying, hey, you guys got to check out Amazon, I'm going, oh, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? What kind of products do you talk about? You know, do you talk about, I don't have that many products. Like, I got some live streaming gear, I got some lights, I got some whatever, but I'm eventually going to run out. And they're like, nah, dude, you can talk about anything. And I'm like, anything? Like, this doesn't make sense. So, you know, at first glance, as a content creator, who I believe the more niche, the more, you know, juice that you can have in algorithms and SEO searches and all this kind of stuff, I was a little bit confused that I could talk about my sparkling water, talk about my microphone, my SM7B, talk about my flip-flops, talk about a sponge. I think I have a video somewhere on here on this page where I'm talking about a sponge, a spaghetti sponge, a tea. I did a first reaction to some kind of a tea that my wife liked, a bouncy castle. Okay, so let me just show you this little bouncy castle real quick, by the way. So this little bouncy castle, you can see it right there, kind of in the middle of the, oh, hey. Oh, okay, yeah, cool, I can zoom in. So right here in the middle of the page, that's when I weighed a little bit more weight as well. So this is kind of nice to look back on. But right there, this little bouncy house, I literally took pictures of it. I literally just shared my experience that my three-year-old loved this bouncy house. It's one of our favorite toys to play with. And all that kind of stuff. And this thing is one of my number one selling items on Amazon. And when they sell, so here's how it works. You create a shoppable. That's what I call them, shoppable or short form video. Then you submit it. It gets reviewed. They say, yes, it's in there. Well, then it starts getting rotated through product pages. So when you go to Amazon, so I'm going to go to Amazon.com. And I don't know, we'll just go to a product that I think I might have a product on. So let me go to the... Let me go to this product. I don't know if my product is on here or not, or my video. I think it is because I saw a couple of them selling. So let me just go down real quick and see. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. So here we go. So let's jump over here. So this is the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. Now, mind you, Manscaped sent this product to me for a different project. And then I was like, oh, I should make a video about it. So if I click to play this video, this is literally just an overhead shot of me talking about the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. And I'm saying, hey, this is me after having, you know, 4 months review of this thing. And now it lives on this product page. So this is their product page. And if you come here to videos on the side, it shows you all the different pictures. If it goes to videos, then my video is going to be in the video section. Or if you scroll down to the bottom, my video is going to be in the video section. What's up, Dealcasters? Was just talking about Chris Stone and Jim Fuse and, you know, like how you guys inspired me to continue on in this Amazon game. And so I've really been stepping it up. That's where I've been. That's what I've been doing, is really working on it. So if you're a creator and we all have stuff, okay? Like I did a quick video on my guitar. I did a quick video on this. I've done a quick video on everything and just created these shoppable videos, and they live on here. One, they live a few different places. One, they live on my page, so billythorpe.live. If you go there, you can go check out all those videos. If you click on them and you make a purchase, it's a qualified purchase, I get a small percentage. Now, I've seen percentages range. You know, most of the stuff that I'm selling is like 2 to 4%, depends on what it is. And there's probably some strategy. Well, I'm not going to say probably. There's some strategy that you can go through and really strategize on how to make the most money. You know, and there's certain categories that pay for whatever level of creator that you're at, different percentages. And so there's a lot of opportunity here. And if you want more information on it, for sure, go listen to the episodes I did with Chris Stone and Monty Weaver. They've been in it for a while. And, you know, I've been sitting on it. I've been sleeping on it, ridiculously, just sleeping on it. But anyway, so these videos, I posted 12 of them in the last 5 days, and they will go, you know, get rotated through product pages, you know, whatnot. And I don't know if anybody really understands exactly time frames and all that stuff. I don't know if anybody's been tracking it, but I kind of notice, you know, a cycle that will go through. So I'll have some products like this microphone. Like this microphone, I make pretty good commission on it, and I'll know, like, it'll cycle through, you know, maybe a week or two, and it'll cycle out. But the game is to just put as many products on here as I can, right? So more products, more opportunity, more cycles, more, you know, rotating products that are going through these carousels on these product pages. And when people click on them and make a purchase, I get paid. So literally I work one time, I do a 3-minute video. Now I'm doing it live. So I'm doing live to drive. So just like this video, I'm like, oh, hey guys, what's up today? We're going to talk about the Podtrac P4. Okay, so here it is. It's on my desk. This button does this. This does this. And I might pick it up, show all the stuff about it, you know, tell why I love it. I'm probably more like this. I have a little video here in the bottom corner, as you can see. And I'm creating a video just like this. And I might switch shots. Bada boom, bada bang. But when I'm done, I'm done. I'll trim off the front. I'll trim off the back. And I'll submit it. And I'm finished. And I'm finished with that video. So essentially, probably for a 5-minute video by front to start, takes me 10 minutes to do it. You know, and I prep time too. So I shouldn't just say like, it's that easy. I mean, some products, the P4, I've been using it for a long time. I know everything about it. I can walk through it with my eyes closed. You know, the Sony ZV-1 that I just got, I had to do a little bit of research, and, you know, I'm learning it too. And that's a part of the video is, hey, I just got this camera. I'm learning about it. One of the things I love about it, though, is this, you know, like the autofocus, the product feature where I can show a product, and my Canon EOS RP didn't do that. You know, that's part of my experience. And so once again, these shoppable videos are me just sharing those types of experiences. So that's one way you can make some money. And in my opinion, it's the most passive way on this platform to make money, is to create a bunch of these little shoppable videos. And you might say, well, man, how in the world do you get product? And this is the part that I'm just diving into in the last couple of weeks, is working with product manufacturers, brands. And so I'm reaching out to them. They're reaching out to me. And this is where going live kind of helps, because they can see me go live and they can see my style and all that. And if they go, hey, we want to work with this guy, they'll reach out to me. But there's different groups. There's different Amazon creator groups on Facebook. And a lot of these product companies and reps are in those groups, and they'll just say, hey guys, we got this dog shock collar. Like, who wants to take a look at it? Who thinks they can do a good job? And then you reach out, and then that's where the negotiation starts. And the way I'm doing it is I get the product for free. I get it shipped to me for free. So that's really cool. But then I'm putting a little fee on top of that. So it depends on the product, depends on, you know, how long I think it'll take me and all that kind of stuff. And everybody's rates are probably varying, But that's another way to make money. One, you get free product, you can show it. Now you have a stock of product. So when you go live or you want to create shoppable videos, now you have this influx of products coming in, and then you're working with these brands and you're getting paid to do the content, to create the video, but then you're also getting paid on the residual revenue that you're going to make off of the video for the next months, years. I don't know how long it's going to be around, but I know I'm putting some work into it up front. That way it'll continue to pay out as we go. And so this is really just an incredible platform that, you know, once again, for me, it's still confusing because I am so used to niche products in niche markets that when I am doing a video about a microphone and then I'm doing a video about a backpack that's a cooler, it like confuses my own brain. But I know that it's okay. And I know that you can do it. So it feels a little weird at first. It feels like you're taking a shower with your clothes on. But it is definitely paying off, and it's one of the only, and I'm kind of rambling at this point, but I'm really passionate about it, especially right now because I'm so focused on it. But it's really the only type of content creation that I can say, you know, you get your following where you need to on one of these platforms, you get approved, you go live, you move into the shoppables, the next level. There's three different tiers, so you move into the second tier, and it's the only thing that I can say that like you can literally make money. You could start it today and you can see money coming in tomorrow. And that's how it was for me when I started this. And even now, just creating these new videos, I'm seeing that happening. So I'm posting a video, and a few days later, it's getting rotated into these product pages, and people are clicking on them, and I'm getting compensated for it. So it's pretty cool. What's up, Monty Weaver? I see Monty Weaver in the chat there. She said, what's up, Creating Daily? Just talking about Amazon Live, brand deals, live selling, having some fun. I'm super, super focused on it right now. And it was nice to get back to the States where I had like totes of stuff. Like this is, I don't know, like a bunch of stuff. And then I was selling some stuff. And here's where you get to, you know, when you get into this is you're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to sell that camera. I'm going to sell those three lenses. And then I look on my shoppables page or my live stream page here or my whatever it's called, my creator page on Amazon. And I'm like, oh, wait, I didn't do shoppable. So I literally sold a camera to somebody. And I was like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm going to ship it. I'm going to ship it a day late because I got to do something. I got to do a video for it or whatever. So anyway, but it's anything in your house. It's anything that you use. And I mean, dude, probably one of the creators I follow that make the most amount of money that they've publicly posted is someone who literally goes in their garage and like, check out this drill. It does good. You know, it's like not even that well produced. I mean, no, you know, not throwing rocks at anybody. Cause you know, my stuff isn't either. Like I'm doing it quick, but, it's literally with their phone, check out this drill. And, you know, it works great. I've had it for years. It's awesome. Totally recommend it. So it's that easy, which doesn't make any sense. And I see Dillcasters over here. It says, what's good, brand deal goat, Monty Weaver? Billy got that itch. Yeah, I do. I do have that itch. I am feeling it. And, you know, when I was in Puerto Rico, I didn't have any products. So that was the problem. And I did do a brand deal. Actually, somebody that Monty set me up with. And they sent it, and I had it sent to me. They sent it to a friend of mine. I had it sent to me, and it just cost so much to get it shipped to me. So I was like, man, I can't do that. But now I'm back in the States. I got stuff on the way, working with some brands, working with some product manufacturing companies, and it has been a lot of fun. So over the next couple of weeks, I am strategizing, you know, creating daily. I'm strategizing the Amazon Live, the podcast, the YouTube channel, and trying to figure out how to make this whole ecosystem kind of work together. Part of that is Chris Stone's fault, if that's Chris representing Dillcasters right now, because he came on my show and he said, you know, how, you know, like you could off camera was like basically like, hey man, why are you not doing this on Amazon Live every day as well? There's a big opportunity. And I was thinking about it the wrong way. I was thinking about it like, hey guys, Billy Thorpe here, and I got the phone holder of the lifetime. You're not going to want to miss it right now for $19.99, you know, whatever. Which that is kind of my personality. Like I kind of do love that cheesy, you know, I'd wear a wig and a hat and everything if I could, and really have a lot of fun. But so I'm trying to figure out how to implement it in a tasteful way, or create a whole new show or, you know, whatnot. So a lot of brainstorming going on in my mind. So if any other creators are watching this and go, hey, I got an idea for you, why don't you try this? I will do it. But right now I'm mostly focused on shoppable videos. I think that's where, you know, majority of the long-term hands-off money is. I'm not going to say passive. I don't think anything is super passive. I think you still have to manage it and pay attention to it and maybe redo it if it's not converting. You know, I think all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm having a lot of fun, if you haven't noticed. And I got a new studio space here, so that's been a lot of fun. So I got plenty of room. Getting ready to put, I got this desk, it's got casters on it, so I'm getting ready to mount everything to it, and I got this sweet battery pack thing coming too, so I'm gonna power it up, make it mobile so I can just push it around and do multiple different things. So it's a ton of fun. I've been having a lot of fun with it. I think there's a lot of opportunity in live selling, and like I said, this is one platform, and there's other platforms that are coming out. You know, eBay, I just mentioned that they announced today, I believe it was today, that they are going to get into the game. I think Walmart's mentioned they're going to get into the game. So you could do it. You could do it in a fun way. And I know when people think of live selling or selling in general, you know, there's like, oh man, I don't want to sell anything. Like, this is crazy. But think about this. Like, you're not really selling anything. You're literally making recommendations of stuff that you already use, that you already, you know, love, you already know, you already recommend to your friends, you're already telling your friends about the camera that you use or the lights that you use or the interface that you use. You're already making these recommendations. So why not, you know, put them all into video form and have them live on Amazon Live and have them live on other platforms and send people there and say, hey, go check this out, and then get paid. And it's, like I said, it's short form, so they don't have to go watch a 25-minute video of me talking about the Canon EOS RP. Like, I literally have a 3-minute, 11-second video of talking about how I used it, why I liked it, what I didn't like about it, all those kinds of things, and I'm sending it, you know, that's it. And then I sent it, and we'll see what it does. We'll see how it converts. But that is basically it. I just want to let you know what I was up to. I know a lot of people are like, hey, you're going to start doing daily again, and I'm working on it, okay? It's not because I don't want to, but am I creating daily? You better believe it. I've been creating product videos like crazy. I think I created 12 in the last 3 or 4 days. So it's been a ton of fun. And I'm going to do 4 more today. That's the goal. And I'm still doing podcasting. I'm still doing brand sponsorship, brand deals, sponsorship deals over there. I'm still doing a membership for my podcast. So this is just another stream of revenue. So, you know, I think any business owner, any smart business owner is going to have multiple streams of revenue. I always say it like this. You don't really walk into Walmart or a big box store somewhere and they go, oh, you know what? We sell this one t-shirt and that's it. And they get this big old store with one t-shirt with a light on it and say, if you don't want that, too bad. We don't have anything for you. They figure out what people are consuming and what they can serve them with and what services and products. And so it's the same in our creator journey. If we want to monetize, sometimes we got to look and say, okay, what is it that we can offer? Is it our expertise or our opinion about products on Amazon? Is it, is it coaching? Is it consulting? Like, what is it that we can do as content creators to do what we want to do, which is create content, be in front of our camera, be in front of our microphone, and helping other people. So Mario Gear says, howdy, Billy. Did you make the move back to the States yet? Absolutely, Mario. Appreciate you jumping in, man. I did. We've been back for 3 weeks, almost a month. I think 2 days will actually be a month. 2 or 3 days will be a month. And we got home. We got sick. The whole family got wiped out. Then I think we were better for like a week, and then we had some family come in, and then during that family week, my wife and my son got sick. So yeah, that was crazy. So this has been like the first real week that we've all not been sick, that we have been working and getting back into our routine, and it's pretty tough. And really, living in the States versus living on an island, life is much busier for whatever reason. You know, you're just doing more stuff, more opportunities, more social life, all that kind of fun stuff. So we are working our way back into you know, normal life, I guess we'll call it. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and it was a great journey. And Puerto Rico is an amazing journey, which I need to actually do a video all about that, because I think there's a lot of life lessons. You know, not only did I lose 60 pounds, I left 60 pounds on that island, but I learned a lot about perseverance. I learned a lot about commitment. I learned a lot about being uncomfortable. I've learned a lot. I mean, I learned a ton of stuff that I need to like share it, document it, not only for you guys, my friends, family, community, all that, but really just for myself, so I can go back and be reminded of the journey and what it meant to us and our family. So anyway, it was fun. It was a lot of fun, as you can imagine. But yeah, now we're back and rocking and rolling. So Monty Weaver says congrats. Thank you, Monty. I'm excited to be back. So let me know what events are going on around you guys, if there's live stream events or podcast events. I didn't get to go to anything last year. Not because I couldn't, but I just wanted to, you know, be there, and be present in those moments that I was there. So it was good, but now we're back and have a little bit more options. So, but all right, guys, well, that's it for me. You know, hopefully this has been 33 minutes or whatever of, you know, really inspiring you as a content creator, that there is monetization to be made. There's money to be made. There's monetization strategies to be put together. And it's literally just taking action. So you might be really, really early on in the process where you're like, okay, I need to grow a social media account. I need to get qualified to get an Amazon Live account, become an Amazon Live creator, you know, and go work on that. Like, make that your goal. And I had to do this. Like, when I first started this journey, when Monty Weaver and Chris Giles told me about Amazon Live, and I started seeing them post all, you know, like, oh, we're on Amazon, check this out, live selling. I'm like, what is that? And so I literally spent like months, like 3 or 4 months, just focused on growing my Instagram to enough to get it to where, you know, I would qualify for that. So Mario Gear says, I'm doing a Clubhouse talk about Tesla Cybertruck at 3 p.m. PST today. That's cool, man. That's awesome. Maybe you should do it. They sell this on Amazon. call up Tesla, see if you can get a Tesla Cybertruck and see if you can get paid for doing that. But all right, guys, well, that is it for me. I really appreciate you joining the live show. I'll be back hopefully tomorrow. And Monty asked me about Prime Day. I've been trying to get Monty. I know he's been under the weather a little bit, and Chris Giles to come on and talk about how are they prepping for Prime Day. Or Prime Days, I guess there's two Prime Days, and maybe we can get them on in the next couple, you know, next week or so, to see what's up with that, because I don't even really know how to prepare for Prime Day as an Amazon creator. I've been an Amazon creator during a Prime Day, but I didn't do anything with it, which was just silly. But anyway, that's another story for another day, and if you're interested in that, be sure to follow the channel. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or wherever, go to creatingdaily.live and you can learn more about what's going on over there. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.